Blog Talk Radio.
Father, we honor you today, Lord God. We thank you that you are Almighty Father, Almighty God. We worship you today. We thank you that you are the King of Kings, the Almighty God, the Lord of Lords, the Almighty Father. Nothing is impossible for you. Father, we lift up Mother Fanny as she has not been feeling well for quite some time. We thank you for sending the word and healing her. We thank you, Lord God, for removing all infirmities from her. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that she's healed by your stripes. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, as we open our mouths, pray through us. We thank you for the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. You are almighty. Nothing is impossible to you. So we give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Almighty. Amen. All right. Well, Sister Vivian, can you sing a song of praise?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He is good in his mercy and doeth forever. Praise God. Hallelujah. What is this? Got me feeling so good right now. What is this that makes me want to run on anyhow? Whatever it is, oh, it won't let me hold my peace. You know it makes me love my enemy. Oh, and it makes me love my friends. And it won't let me be ashamed to tell the world lie. I've been born again. Oh, what is this? Got me feeling so good right now. What is this? It makes me want to run on anyhow. Whatever it is, oh, it won't let me hold my peace. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful. Oh, my God, I love that song. I never heard it before, but it is beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much. All right. It's breath time. So Mary, there was some noise or something coming. I'm going to put you back on speaker and see if that's going to. Okay. Sister Mary, are you available for prayer? You're going to listen in.
Yeah. I'll pray.
Okay. Well, can you pray protection for our children and their families in Ukraine?
Yes. Dear Father, we thank you. You praise your name. Thank you for bringing us together again. I'm always just so grateful that I can come into your presence and be there with my brothers and sisters who are praying to you. So, Lord, we just bring to you the people of Ukraine, the parents, the children, and your people who are under attack in Ukraine as well as around the world. And I just want to pray especially for the parents who are doing the best they can to protect their children, not only from the ravages of war, especially from the attack of Satan, that are taking it away from their homes, the family, the needy, parents, and children have to deal with what they are seeing. Lord, we just bring them all to you, sitting at your feet, and ask the Lord to cover them with your blood, to be with them, and help them, no matter what the circumstances, to worship you, praise you, in gratitude for all that you are doing, and all that you have done and will do, because according to your perfect gift. So we thank you that it should be that those children would do. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mary. Sister Lanny, could you pray for children returning back to school that they would be adjusting safety, peace, and protection?
Yes, yes, ma'am. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, so love you. So appreciate your Abba Father. We honor you, God, and thank you that we have this safe place to be with you in prayer, to step away from the norm of our day, to just remember your omniness, how you are all power, you are everything. Sufficient God, we love you, and we thank you for loving us back. You are our peace, you are our joy, you are our hope, you are our trust. Our grace and our mercy is all intertwined with who you are. So therefore, we rest in you now. And we bring before you, Father, our children, such precious one. You said they were precious. And because you said it, we say it too. The heart of a child, the face of a child, and the life of a child, you have valued. So, God, we thank you that you have already given them a stamp of approval to just be who they be. So, God, we pray that the people that's going to be looking at them, teaching them, guiding them, caring for them, will see a value through your eyes. And, Father, if they don't know it, Holy Spirit, teach them and help them to see the value of the children, how precious they are. Hallelujah. God, we pray for their safety. We pray for their ability to govern themselves according to the instructions that's given, that they will follow directions, and they will follow directions from home and bring it to school, and then the school teachers will add to what the parents have already delegated and teaching and training them how to walk in obedience so that they can learn and learn how to find their purpose and learn how to find their abilities to maximize themselves. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, we thank you that you've given them a safe place at school, a safe place to be during the days and the months of the years that they go to school, approximately in that nine-month period, which is an incubation period for a child that's in the womb. We find that remarkable that you have designated that time frame that they would be with people who will be caring for them. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, we pray for the hearts of the people that's looking at them, that's scared for them. We pray, God, you will give them a sensibility that they would want to care for the children and they would want to protect them. And then now, God, we plead the blood of Jesus over the surrounding of the buildings that they're in, even the food they eat as they go to and from, and the bus safety, car safety, that you will keep them safe. We know the enemy has launched an attack, but we plead the blood of Jesus over them, that you are greater, hallelujah. You're greater than all of that. So we pray, God, they will be safe. We pray, God, that you'll keep them from all hurt, harm, and danger while they're busy learning, just being children, enjoying this stage of growth in their lives. God, we pray that in the process of learning, they will learn some things about who they are and what they're for and what their capabilities are, and they will even see even glimpses of their purpose that you have put in their lives, and one day they will be the ones that find a cure for the different diseases and the issues and the problems in our society, that they will have wisdom to know how to operate in such a way that they will be contributing members of our society. Now, God, ultimately, I know it's your goal that they all know you. So we pray, God, that in the midst of just being in school, you'll send ministry even through the school to share with them who you are, who Jesus is, and they will have an opportunity to make you welcome to be Lord of their lives. Ultimately, I know that's the goal of everyone. You said we were all made to give you glory, so we pray for that future as they will accept you in the name of Jesus, that school will add to the platform of making them ready to hear, receive, obey, and say yes to you. It is in the name of Jesus we pray and we thank you, God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Lanny. Sister Vivian, could you pray for God to move contention and strife between parents and children?
Oh, Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah. Father, you told us to call your name, Jesus. In that name, God, there is power. Lord, in that name, there is strength, God. We know that you can move the tension between children and parent, God, that it will be a loving home, Lord God. You desire love, oh God, especially with the husband and wife and the children, God, where there's so much tension. Oh, Father, we're calling up on you this afternoon, God, at this time, God, because we realize, God, that there is so much tension in the home where the home should be a place of joy and love. But they have allowed the enemy, oh, Father God, to come in and suck with them, God. We rebuke the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, of every parent where there's children, oh, God, that's suffering from, oh, God, the enemy, oh, God, throwing his darts, causing all kind of arguments and fighting. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke him and send him back, oh, God, into the abyss wherever he is, or to stay, God, until you come for him, God. They put him on in hell, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, our families are being torn and battered by this demon spirit. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, Father, our children's minds are being ravished and torn, and oh God, till it's to a mental state, God, they don't know what to do anymore. Oh Father, touch today, oh God, touch in a mighty way, God, that children can feel free again. And not be torn and battered by all the, oh God, rhetoric that's going on in the home. Oh, Father God, you said the home is a place of peace and joy and happiness, God. You created the home, oh God, husband and wife and children. Oh, Father God, some children would rather not live at home. They'd rather go stay with someone else to get away from all the turmoil. Father, we are calling up on you, Jesus, to deliver, oh God, oh Father God, families out of the, oh God, rut in the sin rut, God, where they are arguing over this and arguing over that and arguing over this. Lord, they finding so much, oh Father God, to be, oh God, in an argument about. And it's which it means nothing to you, Lord God, because it's all about material things, but it's tearing up the children's hearts. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, from the cradle up, God, Father God, we are covering these children with your precious blood, oh, Father God, that the blood of Jesus will keep them, oh, Father God, as they have to go through, oh, God, the torment from the enemy. And, Lord, we give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Father, we come against the spirit of death. We pray against the spirit of death. In the name of Jesus, we curse the spirit of death over every city, every continent, every country, off of our families, come off of our lives, come off of our children's lives all around the world. The threefold cord of death, hell, and the grave has already been defeated by the blood of Jesus. Early death, crib death, sudden death, accidental death, suicide, and every form of death is bound and blocked. We call out the names of the strong men of death and pull their strongholds down. Azrael, Uriel, Samuel, Grim Reaper, Lalitho, Father Time, Osiris, Heal, Azanami, Shemal, Thanatos, Kamal, Hades. The assignment of death is broken off of our children all over the world in the name of Jesus, and all of the future generations, which includes death through sickness and disease, domestic violence, violent crime, crib death, suicide, juvenile delinquency, abortion and miscarriage, terrorism, empty shell assault, freak accidents, gang violence and initiation, hijackings, robberies and burglaries, occult sacrifices, organized police and government corruption, drug deals and organized crime, generational curses of infirmity and sickness, abuse of the weak and innocent. We declare that none of these will have any power over our children ever in the name of Jesus. Amen. I'm asking you, Sister Mary, pray healing for our children with illnesses, cancer, sickle cell, et cetera.
Yes. Sorry. We have a Father. We praise you and thank you that we can always turn to you and bring children to you who are battling diseases and illnesses and hurt. We bring them to you, Lord, and ask you in your power to heal them. Children who are victims of cancer, various kinds of kids that prey upon the body. We bring them to you, Lord, and thank you for all that you have already healed. Strength, peace, and comfort for those who are still in the bath. We thank you, Lord, for the lessons that they teach us by trusting you and waiting on you, Lord, to heal. Thank you, Lord. We pray too for the families of those children who are in various diseases. Pray for the families that they would be able to provide the love and the care, the prayer, the strength, and their ability to bring them before you for their healing. And the Chloe and Zoe, and baby will do it. As examples of how you keep them. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Mary. Sister Lanny, can you pray against a spirit of violence from children?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, God, we thank you that you are Jehovah Shalom and you're God of peace. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, that between your spirit of who you are as a peacemaker and to be our God of peace, you are also Jehovah Sabaoth, our God who fights for victory of the blood of Jesus from Calvary is our sign of victory. Pleading the blood of Jesus, and we come pleading the blood of Jesus over our children right now, God, because we know whatever's coming out of them that is violent is not of you. So, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that your spirit, God, your power will begin to search out the cause, and the people who love the children, the people who care for the children, will be sensitized to what you show them, how to do battle with that spirit that comes out of them that's not of you. We know that children usually have what we see is a reaction from what they've already seen and the action they've seen. And oftentimes as adults, we are some of the cause, some of the main cause of their inability to control their anger, their ability to be hurt, to become angry. So God, we pray that will give the adults wisdom to know how to not vex the children, how not to provoke them to anger, because the children do not have control over their parents. You do. So we pray, God, in the name of Jesus for divine intervention, that parents will become a conducer of peace, that they will be able to look and hear and discern by your spirit what's operating in the children when they react violently through their words or through their actions. So, God, even right now, we pray for the wisdom of parents. Hallelujah. We pray for the salvation of parents. We pray for the salvation of our teachers and all those that have to do with touching children and influencing them in any way. Oh, God, our desire, and I know your desire, that you have a community of people who trust you and love you and understand what love looks like, and love looks like you, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for being our God of peace. So we speak peace right now over those situations where the children have acted out or have a potential to do that. We pray, God, for your presence even right now, God, that you create an atmosphere so that the adults in the room or the persons around them when this is displayed will know how to speak to that spirit and command it to calm down and seek ways to deal with the root of the symptom that is shown. That anger is a symptom of something that is rooted in something else. There's a reason behind the anger. Now, God, we pray for now for peace again. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We speak peace even when the children are doing what they're doing, that adults around them will know how to hold their control, that they will deal with their own temperance so that they will not inflame what's already been a touchy situation. We pray for the wisdom, and we know that comes because they allow you to help them to see what's happening at that moment. God, we pray for the children who are angry because of what they've seen us do as adults, what we have done to them as adults, even other children have done to them that provoke them to the point that they feel so angry and feel that they need to defend themselves by being violent. They defend themselves by trying to guard their integrity the only way they know how, and that's to lash out with their actions and with their words. God, I pray forgiveness for those who have abused the children in any way to cause this mindset to surface and be shown. But God, we pray that as it is exposed, in the name of Jesus, you will send ministry to help the child understand how they got to be where they are and help them to know that behavior is inappropriate and to help guide them to a place, teach and train them to a better way to resolve their disappointment, their hurt, and their anger, in Jesus' name. We know, God, my God, in the name of Jesus, we know that it's a turbulent time for what children see and what they hear. and what they're doing between the games they play on the violent games and the shows they see and the music and so many things are influenced for them to be angry. God, we pray that you'll minimize that influence. Ah, God, in the name of Jesus, help us all to be responsible for what we do to present before the children to provoke them. But we ask for your grace and we ask for your mercy, especially a spirit of meekness upon them and gentleness upon them, that they will have the capability to calm down and listen, and that the persons dealing with the angry child or the violent child will know how to handle the situation. In the name of Jesus, we pray for wisdom now. Hallelujah. Wisdom that has understanding attached to it under the blood of Jesus and because of your love. God, we thank you now that there is hope in this area because you are God. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Lynn. Sister Vivian, to nurture your children.
Father God, we pray, and Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that children will nurture their children first in the admonition of God, oh God, as they grow. Father God, praying over the babies, oh God, as they grow, as they, Father God, oh Father God, and when they get old enough to sit and listen and hear, may they be nurtured with the word of God, Lord, nutrition and food, oh God. Father God, that, oh God, they will have good health, God. Nurture them in the way, God, oh Father God, that seems right to a man, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, oh Father God, touch every parent, oh God, oh Father God, that have children to be thankful, grateful that you gave them children when so many, oh God, don't have, but they had to adopt. And Father, we pray, oh Father God, that these parents, oh God, will find, oh God, the ways and right to nurture children as they grow, that they may be strong in the Lord. God, you told our man, oh Father God, how to teach his family before they go out. So when they go out, they'll have plenty to give out, God. They won't go out, oh God, slumbers and dumb, oh God. But Father God, built up in the spirit, Lord. Yes, Lord God. We are praying, oh God, Father God, for parents, oh God, Father God, that nurture their children in the admonition of you, that they may be a grow up and be strong in the Lord, proclaiming the things of God. And oh God, be a light to some other child coming up. Oh God, Father God, that they be led, oh God, in the right direction in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Vivian. Father, I pray for supervision for our children in the name of Jesus, that they would be supervised by their parents, Lord. Many children are getting into so many different things, Lord God, because their parents are not paying enough attention to them. They don't know where they are, even in the home. Sometimes the children are crawling around. Sometimes the children are outside playing and they wander in the street, Lord God. Sometimes the children are getting into different things in the home, maybe something, you know, that's not, that's poisonous to them. So I pray, Lord God, that the children will be supervised, that their parents, oh God, would even participate in supervising them, playing ball with them, even if it's just rolling ball, kicking the ball. Whatever the game may be, playing little games with them in the name of Jesus. They would make it a family affair so that the children, Lord God, are not just being told, sit down, shut up, be quiet, but they're actually, oh God, participating with their children in supervising them, Lord God. I thank you that the parents will spend time as they supervise the children, Lord God. They will have conversations with them. And they would not neglect them, oh God, but they would give them hugs and tell them what great children they are. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray even for neighbors, oh God, that, you know, will watch over the children even as they're coming from school, because many children walk home I thank you for supervision in the neighborhood, Lord God. The crossing guards and different people who watch over the children as they walk, Lord God. Because, Lord, we're having too many fights and gangs and all those different negative things that's coming against our children. We pray ahead to protection around them, that people will begin to watch out for them and tell them, don't fight, stop doing this, or go home in the name of Jesus, so our children are being protected from the ways of the enemy, Lord. So we just thank you today for what you're going to do for our children in Jesus' name. Sister Mary, could you pray for a village to help watch over the children? It's a thing that it takes a whole village to raise one child.
Thank you, Lord. You have said in your word that you give people from one man, all nations of men have made, and that you determine their time and the very place that they would live. The Lord, the village that you surround children with, we pray, Lord, that they will recognize the adults and other people in the community, that they would recognize that it is your goodness, your power, your love, your mercy that surround the children, and that they, the village, will pray for the children, will protect the children, will provide for the children. It takes a village, yes, to raise the children, but the only village that can raise the children are those, that village that knows you and is surrounding the children with the Holy Spirit and with the blood. Lord, yes, only the village that you have provided. And that there will be people who, even if they don't know you as their Lord and Savior, we just ask, Lord, that you would put into them the spirit of kindness and love and protection for the children. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, that we have had an opportunity to be part of that you provide for the children. Thank you, Lord. Help us to do your will and to be who you want us to be. Treating the children the way that you have always been. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
amen. Thank you, Sister Mary. Sister Lani, could you pray against the spirit of nightmares?
Yes, ma'am. God, in the name of Jesus, we think about you. We think about the power that you have even in our dreams, the power that you have even in our meditation, the power that you have even when we pray. We know that your presence is real. We know that your wholeness is real. We know that your heart is full of love, and your way is that of peace. So we know when the nightmares come to the children, it is not of you. And we bind those satanic assaults on the minds and the emotions and the physicality of our children through their dreams. We come against it in the name of Jesus. We cast down every organized satanic attack on the children through their dreams to cause them to be in turmoil, to cause them to be in bondage, to cause them to be in fear. We come against that, those dreams in the name of Jesus. We render them powerless because of the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over them. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that parents are paying attention to children and they are listening to them if they try to share what happened to them, whether they wake up in the night and cry out or whether they sleep through it and get up the next day and they're confused and they're concerned. I pray, God, for concerned parents who will counsel with them and even seek additional counseling from their church or pastor as needed to help the child find the peace that you say is already theirs. In Jesus' name, you said that you will keep us in perfect peace if our mind is stayed on you. We pray that the children will have a life of prayer that will be a force that attacks dreams because of their prayers, because they call you Lord before they lay down, because they express their love for Jesus, they express their love for you, and ward off the enemy's satanic attack in their dreams. So, God, we pray for understanding of parents to pay attention to the children, and we pray for the children to be able to communicate what they've experienced to their parents or to ministerial people who will listen to them and pray prayers over them and partner with them in prayer to cover them and to render them safe in even in their dreams in the name of Jesus. God, there is no realm of possibility of any place, person, place, or thing. There is no place where you can't be and where you can't lower it. So we pray, God, that you be Lord of the children, even in their dreams, that you will fight for them through the ministry of the Holy Spirit, angels, as needed, whatever is needed. You sent your word and you heal them. We have the name of Jesus that's healing, and we have the blood of Jesus that's healing, and we have the words of our testimony according to the scripture of Revelation 12 and 11, hallelujah, that they overcame the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, that the children will have power in their dreams to fight with their faith. So in other words, in order for them to fight with their faith, they got to have faith. So I pray, Father, for a divine intervention, that they be taught the word of God and the power they have in expressing even salvation comes from my words. We overcome it by our words, but it's all because the blood of Jesus has gone before us. So we plead the blood of Jesus, Father. We thank you that mountains can move, dreams can be arrested and dissipate because of the blood of Jesus. So we plead the blood of Jesus over these children, these parents, these homes, and this situation. The enemy has no control. He has no power. He is the defeated foe, and our King Jesus reigns supreme. It's in the name of Jesus we pray and we speak over them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Lanny. Vivian, would you pray for protection for kidnapping, rape, and violent crimes from our children?
God, you're a wonderful God. You're an awesome God. And Father, we pray for those, oh God, against rape, against all these things that, oh God, tries to plague our children, God. Some abuse, oh Father God. That from the hands of the enemy, oh God, that want to reach out, oh God, and touch, steal, kill, and destroy. Devil is a liar in the name of Jesus, Lord. We're bringing our children before you, Lord God. Lord God, that they be protected by it. They are under the blood. They are under the blood. In the name of Jesus, Lord. So we bind every demon spirit, God. Father God, that lurks around and desire cannot have them. God, oh, thank you, God, Father God, for our children, oh God, that they won't be sex trafficked. They won't be murderers. They won't be called to and fro. But they'll get in the word of God and, Lord, study to show themselves approved and live an overcoming life right here in this world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Vivian. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the protection for the unborn. Lord, they cannot speak for themselves, but we can speak up for them. And we thank you, Lord God, that you said in your word that murder is against you, that they should, we should not for the Ten Commandments, oh God. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for what you're doing in the unborn drawing them close with you, close with their mom. Many mothers carry babies in the womb, and they don't want the babies, Lord God, for whatever reason. But I'm asking you to turn that around and put love in the heart of the baby's mothers for their babies, oh God. I pray, Lord God, you will put love in the heart that many of them, Lord God, are at the mercy. All the babies are at the mercy of their parents, oh God, in the name of Jesus, who you put in the inside of them. And Lord, you said you know the plans that you have for them. They are good plans to give them a greater future and a greater hope. So, Father, every child you put in the womb, you have plans for them. In the name of, they're not just a blob. We pray, Father God, that you would shut the funding down from the abortion clinics. Not only that, Lord God, those midwives that many mothers will go to them to remove the babies from the womb. I decree and declare that you would not have give them any rest, that they would know that they are committing a violent crime against the unborn who cannot speak for themselves. And Lord, every lie that's been told concerning the unborn, that they are not really a baby, oh God, we cut that off at the root. And you said the truth shall make us free. So I thank you for the truth coming forth for the unborn, Lord God, that they shall be born. They shall live out all their days in safety and peace. They shall be safe in the womb. They shall be safe as they're coming through the womb. They will be safe in labor and delivery, oh God, as well as the mothers, oh God. I thank you for removing any hate from the mothers for their own babies in their bellies, oh God. I thank you that they would learn to love and nurture, that they would take care of their bodies, that they would feed their bodies healthy food so that their babies, oh God, will come healthy in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for what you're going to do for the unborn baby. We thank you that they shall live and not die. We thank you for the love that you have for them. In the name of Jesus, their children are a heritage from you, oh God. And the fruit of the womb is the reward for the parents. It is a reward to them, Father God. But give them the truth in the name of Jesus. Let them know that the truth, oh God. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, you told Adam and Eve to be fruitful and multiply in the name of Jesus. So I thank you that fathers and mothers will be fruitful and multiply and love the children that you have given them to come into this world. In the name of Jesus, amen. Sister Mary, would you pray for our children to have great futures?
You put on the children the purpose that you have for them. And all along the way, things that happen, that they would know that it is happening for them and not just to them, so that they will grow into the greatness that you have planned for them. Just mentioned Jeremiah 29:11. We just thank you, Lord, that we recognize that you have planned their future and ours. And we just ask you, Lord, to help them to trust you and to follow the Spirit, the steps that you have planned for them to come to that great, great future of eternal life with you. And that as they live their lives through the years is the time that you have set them, that they will love to be in your presence and to be led by the Spirit to come to the greatness that you have planned for them and that only you can do. Without you and without the fulfillment of your plan, there is no greatness. So we just praise you, Lord. Thank you. And help them to come to the greatness that you have planned for them. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Lanny. Could you pray for children to avoid being in gangs?
Yes, ma'am. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're so thankful that you've shown us the truancy of you and the Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, that you model what family looks like, what agreement looks like. And you even instituted the man and the woman and the children in the Garden of Eden. So, Father, we thank you that you have power to guide and to show us how to be family, in Jesus' name. So, God, we lift up mothers and fathers. We lift up pastors and deacons. We lift up bishops and other people, priests, all the people that have headship. We pray, God, for them to understand lordship through you so that as they would leave with grace, they would leave with mercy, and they would leave with a heart of love. And it trickles down to even the families, our intimate families of our homes. We pray for families, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that it would be a blessing. It is a blessing when the mother's there and the father's there to help the children see what family looks like, to see what family acts like. So, God, we pray for the salvation of families, and we pray for fathers and mothers who love you, who have been taught the word of God and what you require of them to leave their homes. In the name of Jesus, we pray that they present a safe place for the children to grow in and to get to know who they are, whose they are, what they're for, what their purpose to do and to be. We know, Father, even having a family and having a healthy family is a gift from you. And it's a bit of a miracle when we can experience that. So we thank you, Father, for the miracle of family. We thank you for the miracle of a father that knows what he's for and a mother that knows what she's for. Hallelujah. To guide the children, to show them how much they are appreciated for being the seed of them and that they care for them and that they desire to protect them and cover them and help guide them through life so they too will become responsible adults one day. God, we thank you for what family looks like. We ask God in Jesus' name that there's a revelation in the earth along with an appreciation in the earth of how you have designed life, that church, there's a church family, and all of these families are real. And here's the gang that comes along that looks like and acts like a family because a lot of the children have missed what family looks like. Even some that come from families when there's a brokenness in the home, they still look for a safe place, and they wind up being seduced into a gang. And we know a gang is nothing but a carbon copy. It's a fake copy. It's an illegitimate group that is not a family, that mimics itself as a family, and use the concept of what a family is as a tool to draw young people into that setting, even as into adulthood. So, God, we come against that fake family in Jesus' name. Everything that's almost you, we rebuke it in Jesus' name, and we rebuke gangs, that gangs exist and what they exist for and how they become one. We come against the fake authority of the leaders. We come against the ability of those who are sent out to recruit can find young people who can be seduced in to enlarge their territory to reign terror on others. We come against gangs in Jesus' name. We rebuke the very nature of why they exist. We come against it in the name of Jesus. We ask God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, ministering spirits, angels, your word, you sent your word to heal them. Father, we speak your word over that it will not take root in our children, that they will be safe from gangs, that they will have wisdom, and they will know what's really real, what's up with that at home or in their house or in their churches or in their clubs, in their groups, that's legitimate groups that's there to elevate them and to build them up, as opposed to a gang that's prepared to suck the life out of them and use them as a tool to bring destruction. We pray, God, for the wisdom of the young people. They have been so instructed. They've been so taught that they will develop a discernment how to walk away from such things as this. Father, I pray that you will just set up, will hold back the darkness so that those who are weak and those who are easily seduced will have a chance to say no, have the will to say no to gangs and what gangs do, that fake family. We curse the enemy and the very concept that he tries to mimic what God calls what family looks like. We rebuke the enemy in Jesus' name, and that his agenda fall to the ground and die. And God, you live, and your vision of what we ought to be like as the people of God, the family of God, that it reigns supreme and rise up to show an allegiance to you and you alone. We thank you, Lord, for that in Jesus' name. Thank you for the wisdom of the children. Thank you for the wisdom of the parents to pay attention when there seem to be someone that's in their children's life that have that seducing spirit, that controlling spirit that wants to use them for evil in the world. We ask, Father, that for divine intervention, and we thank you, Father, that you hear and answer our prayer. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Sister Lanny. Sister Vivian, can you pray for parents to help children with their homework or hire a tutor?
Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you gave us parents, Lord. We didn't come here without parents. Everyone had to have a parent. So, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that parent will help their children with their homework if they are knowledgeable. And if they, oh God, does not have an education or illiterate, Father, we pray, oh Father God, that they will get tutors to help their children, because they want their children to grow up and learn and understand and be knowledgeable better than they were. Lord, we know not all parents, oh God, attended schools, was bright in school, A students, Lord. But now we have so much help. We have the Holy Spirit that can help us and lead us and guide us down the right path. So, Father, we pray, oh God, that parent will drop the pride. Jesus, come on. Drop their pride. And, oh, Father God, be willing to help their children in every way, God, that seems possible, oh, God, for a man, God, because they want the best for their children. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, oh, Father God, oh, God, they will find help in every area. And if they have to be there by them, God, Father God, to help them learn something, Father God, they will drop the pride. And, oh, Father God, you say pride goes before fall. And, Lord, their children will fail if they don't. So, Father, I pray that they will have enough of knowledge and sense and obedience, oh God, Father God, to help their children become, oh Father God, great scholars, great teachers, great warriors, oh God, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, when sometimes we have Christian parents, but they don't want to step out, oh God, from under that pride, oh God, Father God, but we pray, oh God, that they will call upon the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will help them, oh God. Father, we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, amen.
Amen. Sister Vivian, would you close us out, please?
Gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you this afternoon, Lord, again. Father God, thanking you for every prayer request that has gone up into your nostrils. And we know that you heard us because you said you would, God. And we want to thank you for that. For now, Lord God, we pray, oh Father God, against the attacks of the enemy in any kind of way, that he would love to try to stop us from bringing these prayer requests before you daily, God. On every week, God, whenever we, oh God, think to bring a child before you, Lord, that the enemy cannot hinder us, but we will go forth in your name, oh God, proclaiming your goodness, your mercy, and your grace, God. Father God, we rebuke the enemy that tries, oh Father God, to cause any kind of havoc in our lives. Father, I don't care whether it's sickness or abuse or disease, and, oh, God, anything that he brings, oh, God, that's not of you, because he cannot bring good things, only you can. And, God, we're just looking for more of you in the future, more children to bring to you, more prayers to bring before you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all so much. Thank you all for interceding on behalf of the children. Look forward to talking to you all tomorrow or the next day or as the Lord leads. Love you.
Love you. Love you
all. All of you. Bye-bye.
And all of you.
Yeah.
People need you like never before. For the enemy is on attack. So now, God, I pray against all type of gun violence. I pray against the shooting that's in our schools. I pray against suicidal thoughts. I pray against drugs. I pray against bullying. And I speak over the lives of the young people that they would not fall into the hands of temptation. The young people will get back in place with you. They will hunger for holiness. And the hunger will be so great that it will be unexplainable. In the name of Jesus, God, I declare right now that we, your young people, we will present ourselves as men of sacrifice. Our lives are in your hands. We make the choice. We make the vow right now that, God, we will not give in to peer pressure. We will not give in. God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.